The Power FM Brekkie Show.
So, emotional day for me, Jules. An unexpectedly emotional day yesterday. I did not anticipate this going in. The time came. Selling my car. Honda Getz.
The Getz.
Getz is gone.
No.
Yeah.
The Getz has served you so well. How many years?
I know. I bought it. Actually, I bought it when I started in radio. I got my first job
here.
In Port Lincoln. Port Lincoln got my first job in radio. It was my first salary. So previous to that, I was always like permanent part-time or like casual full-time, but not a salary job. First salary, I'm like, the car I was driving was getting super unreliable, and I'm like, I'm going to get a little Hyundai Getz. I don't know why I had my mind on a Getz, but I went out looking for one and bought it. It was like used but pretty new.
Yeah.
And I've had it all that time, and I think the reason why, and I've heard this from lots of people, that selling a car is emotional because you do get attached to it.
I was so attached to both my cars.
Yeah.
I would still be driving my Mazda 2.
Little purple.
Had it not been crashed.
Yeah.
I loved that car so much.
Well, here's what I think added to the emotion, Jules. Every other car I've had, when I finally got rid of it, it was after a long period of it letting me down.
At the end of their car life.
As soon as a car breaks down, it kind of feels like a betrayal. Like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where your car has left you stranded. You ever been?
Oh, that's usually because of my own undoing of not filling up the car with petrol.
Yeah, you can't blame the car for that. If anything, you should feel bad.
Yeah.
Doing
wrong by the car.
When a car leaves you stranded, it feels like a weird betrayal. So I had a wagon, a Commodore wagon, which I drove to WA. I did a lot of big trips on that. Drove it back and forth between SA and WA a couple of times. Drove it up to Exmouth, which is pretty far north WA. And on that trip, it broke down in a precarious spot that could have cost us a lot of money. We were just lucky that we happened to be close to a smallish town that happened to have the necessary amenities to fix it. Yeah, but that could have been extremely costly. And you kind of feel a betrayal. And then the more unreliable a car becomes, you know, you eventually sell it and you're like, oh, it's sad, but, you know, the car betrayed me.
Yeah.
Getz has never done that.
Hasn't done anything.
Never once left me stranded. I mean, the closest we've come is the battery was flat recently. But you can't blame the Getz for that. Batteries just wear out. It's what they do. It's in their nature. It was sad.
So you've said goodbye to it.
Gone.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to it.
I took photos.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm thinking about sending them.
So I'm guessing you've got a new car then.
I've done a trade-in.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Can I ask, is it a car that's more suited to your size?
You make it sound like I've put on a lot of weight
year. Oh, no, not at all. Because you're a very lean guy, but you're a very tall guy.
Yeah, a bit more leg room.
And, because when you would get out of your car, you kind of looked like that guy from The Simpsons who was that giant, tall guy getting out of the small car.
Yeah. True. Yeah, it is a bigger car. It's a RAV4, and there is more leg room for my very long legs.
Yep.
I will always defend the Getz. It was a great little car.
Room for the surfboards?
Surprisingly roomy inside the Getz.
Was it?
Yeah, surprisingly.
But you couldn't fit your surfboards.
No. Not really. So this will definitely fit that. So, yeah, definitely upsized.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor old Getz. I feel like I almost need like a eulogy for it or something.
Oh, Getz.
Yeah.
You're going to make someone very happy one day.
It is. Someone's going to get themselves a bargain with that car.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.